So again, I got the 61, so that's not just a I just decided that since my work was presented here and there, the email was sitting box, so I will talk about the general convergence properties for quantum computers. I want to adjust to the topic really elementary and divide the way between some. I don't know, someone from the analysis group probably would understand, but I hope it's not too boring. The work was done in collaboration with Justin Pinnett from the Statistical Laboratory of the University of Cambridge, and the answer to the from the University of Berlin. So the outline of the talk is as follows. I will define in general a classical random walk and outline the basic properties of a general classical random walk on the line and on higher dimensional spaces. And in particular, I will focus on the weak convergence property that will give a general definition of weak convergence and repeat the sensory limit theorem for two-dimensional random walks. Then I will talk about the quantum random walk, give a general definition of the process, and focus on a general result of weak convergence. That is a general result in the asymptotic properties of any quantum random walk, not in continuous time, but in time. That is, I will talk only about what is called the Kolonky quantum walk. The limit is valid for not only in one dimension, but also in higher dimensions, and can be extended for quantum walks on continuous spaces, such as RT. I will give an outline of the proof and the possible extensions, and then some concrete remarks on possible applications. Related work was done by Storno on weak convergence of quantum walks on one-dimensional lattices using techniques of combinatorics and quantum integrals. And Hilary Karpis is here, has done related work studying convergence properties of walks on the line with discretized steps. The convergence that they have considered is a stronger type of convergence, but the convergence of the wave functions, limits, is the healthy type of convergence, whereas the convergence we consider is a weak type of convergence that we prefer only to the probability distributions and not to the wave functions. A simple classical random walk describes in general the motion of a particle on the integers. It is conditioned on the outcome of a generally biased quantum. We can think of it as a particle that is orthogonal on Z, and at each epoch of time we just toss a coin, and according to the outcome of the coin toss, X or tails, the particle moves one step to the right or to the left. The quantum definition is that a simple random walk is a random process that is a sequence of random variables indexed by time that can be discrete or continuous in general, and the position of the classical path at some given time n is the sum of n independent and identical distributed random variables that take values plus 1 or minus 1 in the one-dimensional case, if the coin is biased, then we have the general probabilities P and Q, whereas if the coin is unbiased, then P and Q are equal to 1/2. Return back to New York, appunto, as you know, was introduced in 1906 by Pearson, who said that the most likely place to find Captain Walker is somewhere near the starting point. This refers to the recurrence from unbiased walks of the land. So in the practical case, we can talk about the path of the particle as a collection of points indexed by time, and we can define a sample of the walk as a collection of all positions for any time step. The probability, as is well known, to find the path of the real axis for the split axis is given by the binomial distribution, since the process is just a sequence of virtually random variables. And the most well known properties of this process, of the sequence of the positions indexed by time, is that the process is both spatially and temporally homogeneous. That is the probability for the walker, for the position of the walker, are invariant with respect to space and time translation. And this process has the Markov property that is conditional upon the present value of the position of the walker. The probability distribution of subsequent steps is completely dependent from the past history and depends just on the last step performed by the walker. We can write the transition matrix and see that in general can be treated with the standard methods of Markov chains, in particular ones that study the recurrence property on finite spaces and the limit distributions for random walks on graphs using all the properties of Markov chains. The result I want to focus on in this talk is a convergence, that is the asymptotic properties of the process, related to the sequence of probability measures defined by the process on real spaces. That is, we can consider the sequence of the particle solution as the particle sequence of probability measure of finding the particle in this and that location of the integer, and see whether the sequence of these probability measures in position space, if the property rescaled, does converge to some limit distribution. So the key result will be the central limit theorem that says that if I have a sequence of independent and diversity distributed random variables taking some values on the real, and those variables have a finite mean and finite non-zero variance, then the sum of these random variables satisfies the central limit theorem, that is, if I subtract the mean value and I rescale by the square root of the number, in this case the number of steps, the sequence of random variables converges in distribution to a random variable that has the normal distribution with the mean zero and the limit value. The weak convergence is a type of weak limit because it overlooks the random variables itself and it concerns only the probability distribution, the sequence of probability distribution that those random variables give rise to. So we say in general that a sequence of random variables of random factors XL converges to some limit random variable X weakly. If in the least, the sequence of probability distributions, or in general distribution functions, defined by the random variables converges to some limit distribution. The main question is, let us say, is the central limit theorem result, this is valid for classical random walks, was the main motivation to investigate whether also for a quantum random walk such a convergence exists and how it would be possible to prove this result. So quantum random walk can be defined as follows. A simple quantum walker describes the motion of a quantum particle or the integer that is conditioned on the outcome of a quantum quantum. A quantum quantum is simply an arbitrary unitary operation that takes place on an internal space of the system. And at each time step, the particle is imagined to move, but in reality it does not move, one step to the right or to the left in relation to the state of the internal variable. So the process is described on a tensor product vector space that has a position vector space and a vector space for the cone. In the simple case, the position vector space is just the L2 functions on the integers, and the cone space is system. The initial state of the system in general can be any unit vector defined on this tensor product vector space. And the evolution of the state is the most general unitary operator that has those far. It is unitary operation on the state of the coil followed by a conditional shift. The conditional shift operates as follows. If we have a basis vector that is given by the particle being in some position and the internal state being one of the two orthogonal vectors of C2, the shift moves the particle one step to the right or one step to the left according to the state of this quantum point, which can be the spin of the polarization. Leaving unchanged the state of the cone and just operating its conditional shift. In general, we can consider the same transformation applied to the amplitudes of the wave function as a function of the condition, and in this case the conditional shift operates as follows. So the point of the quantum walk is not to look at the process after every time step and to localize the particle, but to apply repeatedly this unitary operation without measuring the state of the cone after each step, and therefore to propagate the quantum operations that appear while the process is defined. As an example, we can consider the so-called Madamar walk in the line, where the matrix that rotates the coin is just the Adamar matrix, and we can see how the process evolves after one step, two steps, or three steps. It is clear here that the position of the particle and the internal state are correlated after each time step, and the particle gets completely localized with the superposition of different states for the internal. The formula definition can be given in different ways. The way I define it is that a simple quantum walk on the integer is just a sequence of unit vectors in the tensor product space for the position and the coin state. This sequence of vectors is obtained by iterating a given unitary operator that has the form of a conditional shift that follows an internal rotation of the coin state. The same definition can be generalized in terms of density operators, or can be given, as we should see later in the Heisenberg picture, by in terms of sequences of position operators for the process. A few properties of this process. So the quantum walk is also spatially and temporally homogeneous, but it is in the sense that the evolution, the rule for evolving the system, one step to the right, to the left, is identical for all locations. Each time I repeat the same process, so I just have an iteration of the same method. This is not a Markov process. In particular, if I start the asymptotic properties of the process, it retains memory of the initial state of the system. In spite of this, the sequence so probabilmente Fusion is generated by the quantum web operator, thus converges to distribution at classical random walk task, when we rescale the position of the quantum particle by an appropriate factor. So this time it's not anymore the square root of the number of steps, but it's the number of steps itself. So, in order to understand better how we see that this process converges, we take a general initial quantum state for the system, defined in the tensor product inner space, for a particle having some position and being in some general internal state of the coil. We look at the particle after x steps of the process, and we define the position of the quantum particle as usual by considering the position operator. And we take, instead of showing a picture, we take the aggregate picture. Taking the aggregate picture, we can associate to the quantum random walk a kind of stochastic process, in the sense that the evolved position operator, evolved by the symmetry matrix of the quantum walk, to define a sequence of random variables in the traditional sense, in the sense that the values, all the possible values taken by the position of the particle are just the eigenvalues of the position operator, that are in this case the integers, and the probability distributions for these values are given by the standard rule, by disregarding the state of the coin and looking at the probability of the particle being a time n in some position x of the integers. An important remark is that although the sequence of the random positions of this quantum particle can be defined as a sequence of random variables, this sequence does not define an optical stochastic process because it operates at different types, not produced in general, and I cannot take example of the process, because if I measure the particle after each time step, I just change and re-update the process, and then I get back to a kind of classical random walk. We just show that, however, this sequence of random variables, when appropriately rescaled, that converging distribution exactly like the classical case. So we can state a general central limit theorem for quantum random walks, and the two basic differences of, with respect to the classical process are that instead of normalizing the sequence of the random positions by the square root of n, we normalize by n, the limit distribution that we get is completely different from a Gaussian distribution, in particular it has bounded support. The same results for all the moments of the position random variable, so we should have a quadratic speed up in the propagation of the walk and also in the spread of the walk. So the central limit theorem for quantum walks can be stated as follows. If I have any general vector in the initial linear space of the system, and I take any unitary operator for the contours, then the sequence of position variables determined by the process that converge to distribution in the classical case to a limit random variable. They support the general features of this limit are that they support of the limit random variable of its distribution depends only on the coil matrix that I used to operate the quantum controls. while the limit probability method depends on the overlap between the initial state and the eigenvectors of the unitary operators that used to evolve the process. The proof is extremely simple, and unlike previous proofs, maybe are more accurate, does not can be generalized to works taking place on ZD and CD4RG, that is, this proof is valid also in higher dimensions. For the proof, we just take the Fourier transform, this is to go to the momentum space, and the Fourier transform of that two steps is Fourier, where K is the unit of 2. The wave function components are given by the Fourier transform of the wave function in position space, and the total Fourier space where we start the process is L2K times C2 if the work takes place on the line. Then we simply write the general vector of the quantum work of the car as a two-component vector labeled by the momentum, and the conditional shift in the momentum representation is just a multiplication operator by ik minus ik according to whether the step is right or left. The general evolution of the work is that described by a unitary matrix that has this form. It is a diagonal matrix for the shift, and this follows a general C where C is a rotation of the quantum state. The evolved state at time n is just uk to the power n times the initial state. We make the assumption that u is undegenerate, otherwise the work evolves trivially because the initial state will be propagated either to the right or to the left. And in order to prove the general weak convergence, we use an equivalent definition of weak convergence. This is that the sequence of random variables converges weakly to a limit random variable, even though only if the expectation value of all f, where f are bounded according to the size of this random variable, converges to the corresponding limit of expectation values. The plan is then to use the Fourier representation and in the Fourier space to compute all the moments for each r of the position of the random variable, the convergence of this sequence of moments for every r will give the proof of the weak convergence of the sequence of the position. So now the results follow very trivially because to compute the general moments of the work in the momentum representation, we just keep in mind that the Fourier transform of the position operator is the differential operator, the derivative with respect to k, and we extract the general vector that defines the state of the position and the internal variable in terms of the eigenvectors in terms of the eigenvectors of the unitary operator that evolves the work. And just by using the decomposition on the eigenvectors of the unitary operator, using the Fourier transform and therefore applying the differential operator, we obtain the result. That is, we obtain the sequence of the moments when the possibility converges to some limit. From the limit written in this form, we can derive both the limit probability measure on the space of all momentums and the two possible outputs for a coin measurement, and the the limit distribution in the form of function, the limit random variable in the form of a function of another random variable that is distribution. So this result is equivalent to this result, that is the fact that the sequence of the positions rescaled by n converges to some random elements that can be written as this function over that, where Z is an element of the space k times the coin that has its probability measure. In some special cases, this probability measure is very simple. For example, if the initial state of the coin is just completely random state that it is a density matrix proportional to the identity, and the particle is initially localized, for example, in the origin, that is in its distribution, it's just the uniform distribution, decay over the profile. So, the conclusion is that from this result we see that the sequence of the rescaled position variable, except over n of the quantum walk, also converges to distribution tends to infinity as for the classical central limit theorem. This limit distribution has lots of support because the function that I showed you before, this function, age is generally bounded, and the support of this function depends only on the properties of the coin toss operator. The limit distribution instead depends only on the overlap between the initial state of the system and the eigenvectors of the unitary operator that we use to evolve the process. So, we see that the asymptotic properties of all quantum walks depend only on the spectrum of the unitary operator U that evolves the process. In most of the cases, the limit distribution can be computed very easily from the preceding formulas by using the standard probability rule for computing the probability distribution of the function or the known function of some random variable. Moreover, this result can be also reformulated in terms of operators, in the sense that we can regard it as the weak convergence of the sequence of operators that define the position of the variables of the quantum walk at each time scaled by the time itself in the eigenvector feature. On the space, and then goes infinity to a limit operator V that can be regarded as the limit velocity for the quantum walk. This in the sense that from the above result, if we take the operator formulation, we can read it as the convergence of the mean value and all the moments of this operator xn to some operator v times n. This is a kind of Ehrenfest theorem that tells me that the center of this wave packet moves with a constant speed. Constant of random in the sense that it's given by a velocity operator that has a spectral decomposition with a certain probability of deviated neurons given state of the system. This result can be immediately extended to quantum walks on ZT and also with some more functional analysis to quantum walks on RP, where the steps of the particle are not anymore defined on the lattice but can cover all the videos. To define in the practical case, find a simple random walk on ZT, we just take a sequence of random vectors that follow a kind of generalized body of the foreign dots and move it in Chekhov of time on one of the points of the dimensional lattice. Also in this case we can apply the Stanford-Levin theorem that tells us that if we have a sequence of independent and identity distributed random vectors with finite mean invariants, when we scale the sum of the sequence by the square root of n, we get a limit random vector that has the multivariate normal distribution with zero mean and the identity operator over Z as a covariance matrix. We can do the same for the quantum box, that is, we can define a general state of the system on L2 of Z D with C to the power T for the coin state, and the shift vector that in simple scale are just the generalization of the one dimensional shift vectors that take for values 1 and all others 0. They are unit shifts. We can consider again the Fourier space for the d-dimensional quantum work and the generalization of the d-dimensional shift operator. In this case, we can define again the position of the quantum work to be the d-dimensional vector position operator with components of the commutes and the corresponding Fourier transform to be the d-dimensional differential operator. From the previous result, we immediately get the corollary that each component of the spectral operator converges to some limit operator and then goes to infinity when it is descaled. But this does not allow to infer that the d-dimensional quantum walk converges on the d-dimensional lattice because the coin matrix generates entanglement between all the different directions. Therefore, we have to take into account to prove the convergence on d-dimensional spaces of the correlation terms between the different components of the work. So, in order to solve this problem, we have a double technique from probability theory that is called the Kramer-Wald device or Kramer-Wald theorem. And this theorem allows to reduce the problem of a convergence of a random vector with positive correlated component to the convergence of one-dimensional variables. That means if I have a sequence of random vectors with a component labeled by some time index n, this sequence converges between some random vector with the component. If and only if all linear combinations of this type converge to the corresponding linear combinations for all possible coefficients, that is, for all possible vectors, quantum vectors in a if we use this technique and the commutativity between the different components of the sequence of the position operators, we can state a central limit theorem of dimensional quantum random walks. That is, we have that the sequence of the positions of the quantum walk scaled by n converges again in distribution to some random vector that has a given distribution that can be computed in the same way as described for the one-dimensional case. Again, we can interpret this in operational terms, and we can give the limit also for the sequence of the operators of the position of the quantum walk, and the limit operator will be a kind of limit velocity for the quantum walk, and the spectral resolution of the components of this velocity are again given by the eigenstates of the unitary operator of the walk with the eigenvalues with spectrum that is a simple function of the ideal values of the unitary evolution k of the world. So this is the conclusion. Okay, there are some technical remarks that I skip. In general, I can say that the same result can be extended to a bunch of boxes on a continuous space. We see that unlike classical random walks, the quantum random walks are not random forces, but the system is developed by the fixed unitary operator. The probabilistic structure of the process does not derive from a random specific unit in the process, but derives uniquely from the quantum nature of the system that is contained in the rule for determining the probability of the particle being in this or that location. In spite of this non-randomness of the process, we can formulate a centering theorem. This is, we can find a weak convergence result also for the sequence of distribution defined by the quantum variable. I remind you that the process is not Markovian. In particular, if I do the same analysis instead of taking infinitesimal lattices, I take finite graphs, I see that the limit distribution does tackle the initial state, unlike the classical case. In order to obtain the convergence of the process, instead of scaling by square root of n, the sequence of random positions, I have to scale by n. This means that the quantum process with respect to classical one propagates quadratically faster and also spreads out quadratically faster because the variance or the involving moments in general go like the relative powers of n, which is the time. I can derive also a convergence in terms of operators, of position operators, of the Heisenberg picture on the inverse space, and in this way I can find a kind of equation of evolution for the center of the wave packet as time goes infinity, and I get a sort of equation of motion with some velocity operator. The velocity operator has a spectrum which can be determined only by using the initial state of the system and the spectral properties of the unitary evolution of the walk. This quadratic speed up in propagation has been exploited in many algorithms that are based on quantum walks, in particular algorithms that are based on quantum walks on graphs and consider the propagation of a quantum system, for example, on root trees from one string point from one vertex to another one. Several implementations have been proposed for general quantum walks, in particular quantum walks on circles, and these implementations cover techniques of ion trapping, QAD trapping, and optical lattices. As far as I know, no one has yet been implementing, they are just proposed experiments. The problem is that the systems are used are released to the fluid very fast, and therefore the study of the walk be analyzed in a few very few steps. This results in the generalization of convergence of quantum walks on the line on ZD and also RT can be found in the works with Grimmett Janssen and with Gottlieb and Janssen. These are the references. And there is a nice review on quantum walks in general given by Kempe, that can also be found on the line. Thank you.
questions?
So on your second to last slide, like you say, this is not really a